So you say you're new to protesting. I can run you through some of the basics. The Constitution prohibits the government from abridging your freedom of speech. And what this means is that in a traditional public forum, the government cannot stop you from expressing yourself, but can impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. A traditional public forum is a location where people have traditionally expressed themselves to the public, getting up on proverbial soap boxes or handing out leaflets. This includes public streets, sidewalks, and parks. If you're concerned about whether the protest you're participating in is legal, ask the organisers if they have a permit. The protest permit can be obtained from the local police, and it may, for example, limit the hours of the protest or prohibit amplified sound. I wish I could say that the police are only there for everyone's safety, which is true most of the time. But there are definitely instances when the police may try to impose restrictions that aren't mentioned in the protest permit. In that case, inform the protest organisers, who may have an attorney they can call. Arrests at protests are rare, but participants sometimes intend to get arrested at a protest. Responsible protest organisers may plan an act of civil disobedience, such as a sit-in at a protest, but will not knowingly put you at risk of being arrested unless you choose to take that risk. While civil disobedience is illegal, it is peaceful and helps spread the message of the protest or disrupts the target of the protest. Famous advocates of civil disobedience include Martin Luther King, Mohandas Gandhi, and Henry David Thoreau.